Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program where we highlight activities in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Stay with us. Thousands of residents in West Central St. Catherine are set to benefit from a project to make their water supply more reliable. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller participated in a groundbreaking ceremony on Friday, July 17, to upgrade the gold mine water supply system at a cost of $75 million.
Today we are starting the process for an important water project to improve water supply to more than 5,000 persons in the communities of Bellas Gate, Coker Ridge, Rule Town, Boys Content, Bagham, Planters Hall, Marley Hill, Breeze Mill, Tub Hill, Belfield, Browns Hall, Blue Hole, Woodhall, Bartons, Macatree, and Fisher Spring.
The works are to be carried out over a period of 6 months and will involve
repair the water channels to increase water volume of water from sources, installation of meters to measure the inflows at the gold mine spring source, replacing and upgrading of filters at the plant, repairs to the retaining walls and access bridge at the plant, installation of standby pumps, upgrading of the motor, starter and electrical works for the relift pumps, and repairs to the Bellas Gate Coker Ridge tank.
The project is a partnership of the National Water Commission, Rural Water Supply Limited, and independent contractors. The Prime Minister on July 16 led a retreat of the Partnership for Jamaica National Council, where she reaffirmed the government's resolve to strengthen the coalition. She noted that building social capital, trust, and understanding were important preconditions and contributors to inclusive economic development.
Our partnership has also produced significant entities whose work impacts positively on our development efforts. Energy, fiscal management, and ease of doing business, for example. International partners and agencies have also reacted well to the existence and work of the partnership. We are convinced that it has both practical and strategic value.
Members of the partnership also heard from former Barbadian Prime Minister Owen Arthur, who spoke of his country's experience with the social partnership model. Cabinet ministers and other members also addressed the group, providing updates on the economy, investment, national security, and women's issues. A new independent entity is to be established to take over the regulatory functions of the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner announced last week that Cabinet had approved the immediate separation of BSJ's regulatory division to make way for the entity. It is to be called the National Compliance and Regulatory Authority.
The new body will be responsible for registering processed food establishments, inspecting goods at ports of entry and in the local market to ensure compliance as well as perform regulatory functions.
Senator Faulkner explains that the move is intended to correct an inherent conflict of interest in the BSJ's organizational structure.
The conflict stems from the fact that the Bureau performs conformity assessments, sets standards, and then seeks to regulate the standards it has set. Establishment of the National Compliance and Regulatory Authority will strengthen Jamaica's compliance with international and regional trade agreements under the Public Sector and Institutional Strengthening Initiative to remove barriers that impede trade facilitation.
The Bureau of Standards is one of two government agencies undergoing restructuring under the World Bank Government of Jamaica Strategic Public Sector Transformation Project. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.